Hi there, we really hope you enjoy this teaching from the Message Trust. To find out more about all the exciting things we're doing, check out our website, message.org.uk.
Somebody emailed in yesterday and they said, you've set the bar in terms of youth evangelism. I love that. And I certainly believe that as a ministry, we've raised the bar in terms of what we've done. You know, I felt that, you know, the bar's been raised, and bar's been raised in terms of prayer. Praise God for all that sacrificial prayer that went on in the build up to this thing. And praise God for those Apollo prayer meetings. I hope most of us are able to be part of that. What a thing it is to pray with a bunch of people who are just utterly passionate for souls. You know, so many of our prayers get self-centered and wrapped up in me and my little pity party. But once we get that bigger picture of our saving God, who's at any moment now going to save more people and add more people to his family, what a place of prayer that is. And it felt perhaps more like revival prayer than anything I've experienced. I don't know what it was like for you, but for me, just that. And out of those prayer meetings are just this desperation. Anybody feeling that? This desperation that I know comes from the Holy Spirit. So praise God we raised the bar in terms of prayer. I believe we raised the bar in terms of excellence. Off stage, behind the scenes, you know, thank you so much for your determination to go above and beyond. To just do this thing for Jesus. And we're not clocking on and clocking off. We're just giving it everything we've got. And just the spirit and the atmosphere and the determination to do our best for Jesus. What a beautiful thing that was. But also on stage, I think the best production we've ever put together, wasn't it? Excellence for Jesus. Why not? Why not do the best we can for him? And so many just delights. I mean, what I can say this, actually. I mean, vital signs, what a delight to me, really. And if you, I hope you've got that. I hope you've got that CD. If you haven't, you must do. Such a blessing, that CD, honestly. And or download it. But also Brightline. I mean, you know, when Brightline, the night they closed, I just thought, how the heck did that happen? How was that acceleration in gifting and anointing on Brightline that's happened so fast, hasn't it? And they, you know, they come on after these world-class Christian artists, and they're just, fair enough, you know. Wasn't it? Like, beautiful thing, just God's helping us to raise the bar in terms of excellence, but also excellence in terms of communication. So thrilled with our evangelists. You know, I came into higher, worried. I think it was the Holy Spirit. I know we're not meant to worry. Concerned, you know, that we don't just hype kids up into a frenzy and just tell them Jesus wants to be the best friend. You know, that we really faithfully preach the gospel. And what a beautiful thing to hear men and women who just, that's the heartbeat. Passion, yes. Even, you know, and when was the last time at a youth evangelism event you heard judgment preached? As well as alongside the love of God and the faithfulness and mercy of God and the call for that, you know, call for that much repentance. One of my best moments in the week was when Nick said, I'm going to ask you to just lay everything down to repent and turn away from your sins and make Jesus Lord. And I know only a few hands are going to go up now, so raise your hands and just whoosh. You know, this, you were there, weren't you? Just this sea. Nick had this wibbly wobbly moment. Oh, not many hands are going to go up now. I said that. And just this massive response, just beautiful thing, wasn't it? So many encouragements. And Nick, and Jamie said, you know, almost 2,000, 1,300 at the Apollo, and over 600 in the schools in the build-up responding. So that's a new day for us. That is new, you know, new day. Not seen those percentages at message events before. Beautiful thing. And after 28 years for me, that we can still pull it off. You know, we still can gather thousands of people. I'm just like, you know, without me setting foot on stage, that perhaps that's why it was such a success. But... And so many beautiful moments we hadn't planned for, weren't part of the script. Beth was overjoyed to pray with three little girls, one of them 5 years old. And Beth could say to this little girl, I was five when I committed my life to Jesus. And who knows how much Beth's been spared from through that commitment when she was 5 years old. And just what a precious thing, three siblings, you know, just around Beth, getting their packs and being prayed for. And giving their life to Jesus with real seriousness. But we also, you know, alongside the five-year-olds, which wasn't part of the script, we haven't planned the five-year-olds, but God, if you want to save five-year-olds, amen, bring it on. Alongside the five-year-olds, I got this email in yesterday. I'm a member of Eden Mersey Bank team. We've been at the Apollo 3 times this last week. Each night's been amazing, and our young people have had so much fun, and a good number of them have met Jesus for the first time and given their lives to him. It's what we want, isn't it? Last night, however, a friend and neighbour from our community came. Her name's Helen. When Ben Jack gave his spirit-filled message, I could see her stirring, emotions building. When Ben asked, who wants to live? She jumped up and waved a hand. Me, I do, she exclaimed. Tears in her eyes. She turned to me and said, where do I get my AAA pass from? And please, can I have a Bible? Helen is 83 years old. Come on. That wasn't part of the script, was it? That wasn't the plan. But God, if you want to save 83-year-old women, we're up for it from Eden Mersey Bank. We're like, have your way, Lord. Surprise us and delight us with the wacky things you do. But isn't that wonderful? Bunch of kids turned up at Ivy on Sunday morning. And Lindsay said to them, what was the best thing that happened at the Apollo? I think Lindsay expected them to say LZ7. You know what they said? You know what they said? Cyril's testimony. These kids said, Cyril, when that guy stood up and told his story. And I'm not even sure. I don't agree with her. That was an amazing moment, wasn't it? Almost as good as when Andrea stood up the next night, actually. But I mean, those were two of the very best, totally surprising moments when God was just there and young people were encountering this Saviour God, who loves to save people, even from lives that are utter carnage. We hadn't planned that our families would be so blessed, had we? First night, Rob Johnson, who used to be our office manager, his 2 kids came forward. Just beautiful thing. And Nick's daughter, Alexis, was prayed for. And Alexis is going to be such an evangelist. I've got such faith for that little girl that she's going to be amazing in God. And then Gail's son came forward. And then and the next night, I got 2 texts within 5 minutes of each other. Sam saying, my nephew's just given his life to Christ. And I circulated around our leadership team and saying, Sam's nephew's just given his life to Christ. Literally, as I sent the text, Colette sent a text saying, my niece has just given her life to Christ. How kind is God? I mean, we weren't doing this. We were doing this for schoolies, but God just loves to save people, doesn't he? And I think there's a special blessing on the message in that he's heard all our cries and our prayers. And then yesterday, my phone was alive with testimonies. Perhaps my favourite one was this one from Naomi. And Naomi was in Trinity High School yesterday with Respect Me. We were in Trinity High School today, and it was so great seeing so many people from higher there today all raving about it and going absolutely mental in the question and answer sessions, asking all about the Bible, etc. It was great to see such a buzz still from the weekend. Some of them are in churches and openly talking about it to their friends. Brilliant going on after higher and such a great school with links to Audacious and Joe from Eden Old Traffic. Epic local links. Praise Jesus. Wow. I thought, imagine if that's being replicated all over Manchester this week. What a special, special thing that is. And the kind of things we've prayed for, isn't it? And just that real sense of multiplication happening before our eyes. I loved that testimony from the youth leader on Sunday from Knutsford Methodist Church. You know, the guy who stood up and said his Christian kids just look different. They've got a different posture, a different expectation, a different excitement about the faith. They're ready to go and witness for Jesus. So what an amazing time we've had. And let's do it again, don't you think? Let's do it all again. Let's do it in Manchester again. Let's do it in Birmingham. And let's do it all over the nation and just see a growth. Somebody said they felt like on the first day when, you know, the team would say I was cool, calm and collected when many kids didn't turn up. I was fine. It's not about the numbers. It's all fine. It's going to be fine. But somebody said, that's a lie, by the way. So But somebody said the snowball's rolling. Somebody said the snowball's rolling. Don't worry, Andy, the snowball's rolling. The snowball of salvation that we saw that night. And actually, I was so taken with how serious the kids were on that first night. And it's different level, different thing. You know, it's just, even all week, I mean, you know, we had our moments, of course. But compared to normally bussing thousands of kids in from some of Manchester and Liverpool's toughest estates, just the sense of seriousness and the lack of nonsense, it was just amazing, wasn't it? So we're grateful for that. But the word was the snowball's rolling. I believe it. And I actually believe by Sunday night, the snowball had only just started rolling. We just started to gather momentum. And this is going to be a big, fat snowball. It's going to do some serious damage for Jesus' kingdom in the next 5 years. Okay. So today is where we're up to in Isaiah. I remember a couple of weeks ago, we had all that fun and games at the start of Isaiah 63. This picture of wrath and judgment. And the frightening thing is standing before a holy God. But then Isaiah, praise the Lord this morning, shifts gear and tell me if these aren't perfect scriptures for straight after the higher tour in Manchester. Isaiah 63 verse 7. I will tell of the kindnesses of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. Yes, the many good things he's done for the house of Israel, according to his compassion and many kindnesses. He said, surely they are my people, children who will not be false to me. And so he became their savior. In all their distress, he too was distressed, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and mercy, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. Give the Lord a round of applause, because that's what our Lord's done before our eyes, isn't it? Aren't those beautiful scriptures? There's much to discourage Isaiah in the rebellion and darkness that's around him. But he faces it, he confronts it with a prayer of praise. Last time, you know, there's a lot of talk of wrath and judgment, but only when you truly realize what we deserve. Every one of us, that's what we deserve. We're people who just deserve to be rejected because of our sin and our rebellion and the blackness of our hearts. Only when you truly understand that, you truly understand how kind God is. The kindness of the Lord doesn't sound very kind when you read Isaiah 63:1-6 until you get your head round the fact that all we deserve is rebellion, and all God wants for us is salvation. All we deserve is to be rejected, and God wants us to be his children. And I used to do the stuff that our teams have been doing in school day in and day out for 5 years. 35 schools, missions a year, week-long schools that we used to do pretty much. That was it for 5 years. So, you know, I've been there, done it. It's a beautiful thing. What an opportunity. How'd you get to more young people who don't know Christ than that in one hit? And I mean, that's the amazing thing about higher, isn't it? You know, there's lots of missions, there's bigger youth missions. But in terms of the percentage of young people there who really don't know Christ, it's amazing, isn't it? We can still gather that. But often we would speak about the Lord. We'd always get asked about heaven and hell in the question times. And the young people would say, that's not fair. And I would always say, my pat answer was, absolutely right. You are spot on. That is not fair. It's not fair. Because God's better than fair. If God was fair, I'd be going to hell. If God was fair, I'd be rejected because that's all I deserve. God's better than fair. God's kind. God's gracious, in fact. God offers undeserved love. God isn't fair. God's better than fair. The fair, right thing is, Andy Hawthorne, you rejected your face, Isaiah 63, verses 1 to 6. But that is not my history. Why? That's not my future. I mean, why? Because of the kindness of God. How about this for kindness? Verse 9, he says, in their distress, he too was distressed. Our God just doesn't have vague sympathy, a bit sorry that our young people are the most stressed in the world, that mental health is at all-time records, that eating disorder and suicide and addictions. He's not just a bit sympathetic towards all the family breakdown that our young people are experiencing and the lack of father figures in so many of their homes that's just killing our young people. Our God's not just a little bit sympathetic. He's distressed. The Bible says he shares their distress. There's an empathy of the Lord, the Father heart of God towards these kids, these harassed and helpless kids. How amazing is our God? The Bible actually says that God is grieved. They rebelled and they grieved his Holy Spirit. You know what grieved means? It means he felt intense sorrow. God feels that. Almighty God who made the universe feels intense sorrow. He is distressed. This is our God. That's how kind he is. He's holy and righteous and he's an all-consuming fire. But he's also a God who's so kind that he made a way back to him. So kind that he had a plan. So kind that his heart was not that we would live with the results and the effects of sin, but that we'd be children of God, free from fear, bright future. That's what we're offering people. Is it amazing or what? And it's why he drives us out by his Spirit to rescue them. God's got a plan, you see. God's not happy about that. God's not happy that people are living with distress and sin and rebellion and pain and torment. God doesn't want anyone to go to hell. So he's got a plan. And here's his plan. Bunch of people like us who cooperate with him in his adventures to rescue the world in Jesus' name. And it's the greatest privilege possible. What higher calling? Why would you want to be a prime minister when you can do this stuff? Really, why would you want to do anything else but be involved in this rescue mission called the Kingdom of God and have adventures? And what a prize. What a prize to take home with you to heaven. Oh, God, we've got a few hundred more for you. A few hundred more. And we're believing those few hundred more are going to produce many thousands because that's the way it's always happened. We're believing some of them are going to rise up and have incredible adventures with you and do unbelievable things for you. We're believing even that maybe this is how James Aladrian's millions is going to come to pass. Some of them are going to win millions. And we were there at the start of that little journey. And we get to heaven and we share in the glory, share in the crown of the millions they win for Jesus. Anybody excited by that thought? Oh God, what a thought. What a prize. What a thing to give your life to. On behalf of our God who's so distressed, so grieved by the state of this nation and what's going on, as Jamie said, as the dark gets darker, as we move towards the end of history. Not being weird here, but we are moving fast towards the end of history. I can see it everywhere I look around the world. We could even be living in the last generation of planet Earth easily, I think, as I read my Bible and look what's going on. So I want an urgency. Michelle said, you know when we read that email and then read that newspaper article, Michelle said, you've got to go again with Hire. You've got to go again, Andy. Time's short. Time is short. And I feel that. Do you feel any of that as we go out together? You know, let's go for broke. Let's go for it. Let's win some more people quickly while we've got chance. He says, we go out with his heart for harassed and helpless young people. It's why we feel his pleasure so much. Don't you feel his pleasure when you're praying with a young person who really means it? And you're praying with these people, you just feel that intense sense of, oh, this is what I was made for. This is what it's all about. This is the most important thing in the world. So many things we chase after, but this is what we're made for. And we now will look forward from this landmark event with such confidence. We've got yet another thing to praise him for. Of course, we praise him for who he is, but we also praise him for what he does. And this is my testimony as I look back over 28 years of message stuff. I'll tell of the kindnesses of the Lord and the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. Yes, the many good things he's done for us, according to his compassion and his many kindnesses. That's all we've got to shout about, isn't it? All we've got to shout about is his many kindnesses and his deeds. It's all the Lord, this. As if we really think we can do this. But when God starts to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, and he does it according to his power at work in us, wow, we've got something to shout about, haven't we? We've got something to celebrate. It's all his work. It's all down to his kindness. He starts the thing, he ends the things, and he just allows us his plan. I don't know why God would choose to work through people like us, but that's his plan. Not just his plan, his joy. to take people from distressed, harassed, helpless, broken people and make them prince and princesses in his kingdom, children of God who go out and have adventures for him. It's all because of his grace. We're living in days that can only be described by immense grace, amazing, astonishing, overwhelming grace towards people like us. People the Lord has chosen for work like this. Let's just pray. Let's stand, in fact. Thank you for your word to us this morning. Such an encouragement. We just hit on this passage today. It's all because of you. It's from you. It's for you, Lord. We wouldn't even be in this room. We wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for you, God. We certainly wouldn't be alive in Christ and going to heaven if it wasn't for you. Our future is so bleak without you, but our future is so bright because of you. Thank you, Jesus, that we're children of God on a great rescue mission from you. We can feel your heart. Your heart, Lord, that feels the pain of this generation, and we choose to go in your name. And we pray, Lord, we can have the privilege of many more thousands for you. Let's just finish by everybody being prayed for and everybody praying for the person next to him.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out message.org.uk to find out how you can support or even get involved with one of our teams.